With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally earlier today that if elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And he promises more big changes.
The cartels will be crushed. Crime will plummet. Incomes will soar. The wars will end. And the American dream will come roaring back. Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes.
Also at SRNnews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
Firefighters made progress yesterday against California's largest wildfire of the year ahead of expected thunderstorms. Devin Terrell, the public information officer for the Park Fire, says the fire is over 400,000 acres, the fourth largest wildfire in California's history.
There's still a few thousand structures that are threatened, and we do have just over 500 structures that have been destroyed. I can also report that there's been zero civilian injuries, zero firefighter injuries, or fatalities.
The fire's push northward has brought it toward the rugged lava rock landscape surrounding Lassen Volcanic National Park, which has been closed because of the threat. Containment of the fire is at 27% as of yesterday. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have concerns about presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
The public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention says if Harris wins the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, it will be concerning among pro-life advocates and those who hold to biblical definitions of marriage. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission notes that Harris is the first vice president to ever make an official visit to an abortion clinic. The ERLC also says that Harris supports legislation that would threaten religious liberty. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Racia Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Olympic organizers continue to take heat for last week's opening ceremony, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper, which offended many Christians. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Sad news for a police department in Missouri.
A police dog has died when the air conditioner failed in the patrol vehicle he'd been left in. Vader was a 4-year-old canine officer for the Arnold Police Department in suburban St. Louis. Police say Vader's handler left the dog in the running air-conditioned vehicle while the officer tended to a few other duties. But when the handler returned to the vehicle, it was discovered the air conditioning system had malfunctioned. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. economy suffered an unexpected setback in July as hiring fell sharply and the unemployment rate rose for the fourth straight month, in a sign that higher interest rates may be taking a bigger toll on businesses and consumers. Friday's report from the Labor Department showed that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.